Your second poem was seemed like you're quite frustrated with slam poetry.
I have mixed feelings about slam poetry. I go to slams and I have fun, but I can't take them seriously. And there's a theory that, of course, competition in the arts is supposed to push you to be better. And I don't agree with that, because in the case of slam poetry, sometimes there are people become more showy and less subtle and trying to please the judges and get their message across in as obvious a way as possible. Whereas, in my opinion, 1 3-minute listen is not enough to judge the quality of a piece or a work of art or whatever you want to call it. But then again, there are some slam poets who I do like a lot and who are good friends of mine, because I find there's more to their work than just that, just showing off for judges. But I have never competed in a slam myself. I was the sacrificial poet at the beginning of one, and my scores ranged from a 9 to a 5.
We don't really have many slams here, not in Sheffield anyway. So I think often people tend to think, they tend to lump performance poetry and slam poetry together. And I noticed in the way you describe your act, you describe it as a kind of cross between performance poetry and theatre and comedy and,
yes,
and monologue or something. And do you feel a bit, I mean, where do you feel in relation to slam poetry, I suppose? And do you feel sort of caught between different genres at all?
Well, the thing is, I started out writing fiction before I discovered the performance scene, and that's how I developed my style, because I also had acting experience from high school. So I combined a bunch of stuff. With slam poets and performance poets, usually a lot of them are very hip-hop influenced, or they're influenced by the beatnik stuff from the 50s, and they have that kind of rhythm to it. And I don't like putting myself in one specific cubbyhole. I like to explore different things. I think, you know, a spoken word or performance poetry, it can be anything you want it to be. It's very subjective. And that's another issue I have with slam, is that it's very limited. Like, 3 minutes, no props, no, it has to be your own, and it has to be original, and I like to go beyond boundaries. I don't work very good with rules. So
what kind of places are you able to perform in Canada? I mean, does it tend to be more sort of poetry nights, or are there sort of places which are more drama oriented, you know, where people do monologues or something, or cabaret even?
Well, in Toronto, there's kind of the literary poetry scene, where it's people who read very, you know, literary poetry about nature or whatever, you know, and they read in poetry voice, and they're very monotonous, and they don't really put any, you know, life into it, because their poetry is meant more from the page, and that's great, you know. I find often I'd rather read their poetry than listen to it. And then there's also kind of a performance scene. And I've kind of got my hand in both. I featured in series of both types very often. And so I'm kind of lucky that way, because they don't really mesh a lot, you know. But I have friends in both kind of scenes and find that very helpful for getting gigs.
Mm. You're involved in something called Perpetual Motion Roadshow.
That's a monthly tour.
Right.
Basically, three independent artists, usually writers, hop into a car and do 6 or 7 cities in 8 nights. And there's an East and West Coast tour. And the East goes from May to October. The West Coast goes from November to April. And the East Coast goes to New York, Chicago, Cincinnati, usually Cleveland or Pittsburgh, Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto. Whereas the West Coast goes to Seattle, Vancouver, Portland, and San Francisco, and some other cities in Oregon and California. And
do you find that your material goes down differently in different places, or like in Canada and the U.S.?
It really depends on the type of venue, because there's performance venues everywhere I go. And sometimes I have to change my writing a little bit, because I'm afraid they won't get the references. Like last time I performed in London, actually when I was here a year and a half ago, I was a little concerned that they wouldn't get some of the references, so I changed a few things, and it didn't end up mattering anyway, because they still seem to like it. But yeah, it really depends. In New York, I've done open mics in New York a lot, and there's some of them with, like, the hip-hop poets in Brooklyn have their one style, and then they have the very literary people where they're wearing James Joyce t-shirts, and there's a featured performer reading from Moby Dick, You know, so I find my material does travel very well. But it depends on the specific type of venue and the people who do the show.
I just had one more question about your traveling, because I read on your kind of blog thing on your website, and you said, "My last two experiences traveling outside of Canada ended in complete disaster and humiliation."
Okay, well...
What went wrong?
Okay, well, the last time was when I went on the road show myself in last June, and I'll try to make a long story short here. I was on tour with this really stuck-up novelist from Ottawa, and she did not like me. And halfway between Cleveland and New York, I was with Bear Wolf, I was telling you about just now, Slam Poet, but he was only there for two shows. He was replacing another guy. So after he left, it was me and the novelist from Ottawa, and halfway between Cleveland and New York, she left. She dropped me off at the Buffalo Airport and went home, and I finished the tour by myself via Greyhound bus. And I felt pretty humiliated, but I have a sense of professionalism about that too. So I could have just gone home. Buffalo is just a 2-hour bus ride to Toronto, but I decided to finish it via Greyhound bus, and I did successfully by my own. I became the road show, and there were local acts too. So, and when the hosts in those cities found that it was just me, they had other people. They read stuff themselves, and they got somebody else to read something. So there was a show there. It wasn't as much a tour anymore because I was the only out of town guy.
Right. Okay. Well. Thank you very much for coming over to Sheffield, and I hope you have better luck this time around and enjoy.
Well, so far it's going really good, yeah.